रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 18 रामास रिप्लाई। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Thus did Bali accuse Rama in accents that were consistent with the Purusharthas, but severely and harshly. He but spake thus out of the excruciating agony of his wound that distracted his senses. Rama turned his beautiful eyes upon the Lord of the Monkeys, who lay upon the ground like the sun shone of his glory, or like a spent cloud, or like a dead fire, and proceeded to defend himself. It ill becomes you to rail at me thus in utter ignorance of dharma, wealth, desire, and the eternal laws of the world. How could you rave thus out of the fickleness natural to the monkeys, without sitting at the feet of the wise, the aged, the experts, recognized as such by the great? What a pity that your intellect does not keep pace with your form and presence. There be kings who hunt, snare, or slay the animals that roam through the woods and mountains within their realm. But this earth with its forests and mountains are under the sway of the Ikshvakus. They take it upon themselves to protect and punish the beasts, birds, and men within their empire. The righteous Bharata sits on their throne at present. He is the very soul of truth and honor. He is conversant with the mysteries of the aims of life. He is ever intent upon ruling his subjects justly and wisely, fostering the good and punishing the wicked. Justice, truth, and the example of the wise and the aged ever adorn him. He puts forth his strength and valor against his foes, even as the Shastras would have it. He always acts in the right place and time. We and the other kings rule under him according to kingly tradition and roam the earth to bring law and order among his subjects. Who would dare to defy dharma when that noble king rules the earth with heart ever centered upon virtue? We follow the dictates of the noblest dharma and work his orders upon those that turn their feet away from the path of right. And you are such a one. Your life is an eyesore to the good and the virtuous. You know no law, no restraint. You have turned your face upon kingly morality. To one who walks on the path of law and virtue, his elder brother, father, and teacher are as sacred as he that gave him birth. And it follows naturally that his younger brother, son, and right-minded disciple take the place of him that came from his loins. That is dharma, whose mysteries are beyond the ken of ordinary intellect. Nay, the good and the holy are sometimes at sea therein. And who are you to fathom its depths? The inscrutable mysteries of dharma and adharma, good and evil, are open but to the supreme self that pervades everything and sits in the heart of all creatures. You are but a fickle and wayward monkey. You but spend your days among the other ignorant monkeys, even as the blind leaders of the blind. Know you that? I will explain myself more clearly to you. Accuse me not out of mad passion. You have gone upon the traditions of the great and taken unto yourself the wife of Sugriva, your younger brother. Blinded by lust, you have, even when he is alive, taken from him Ruma, your daughter-in-law. Is it not sin enough? It is but bare justice that you come under the rod of punishment, you who have yielded to lust and abandoned dharma to defile the bed of your brother. I see no other way of correcting an implacable foe of dharma who has strayed from the ways of the world. I am a kshatriya, come of noble ancestry, and I know of no other punishment than the books enjoin than to take the life of one who is driven by base lust to outrage his daughter or sister or brother's wife. Bharata is the emperor who holds sway over this earth, and we are his eyes, ears, and hands. He rules justly and wisely, bringing down a heavy hand upon the wicked and the abandoned. He has laid his commands upon us to correct such as you who have transgressed the bounds of law and order. Could I wink at you and your crime? Sugriva is a dear friend to me, even as Lakshmana, and in consequence, he should be restored to his crown and wife. He ever seeks my welfare. Would I not disgrace myself by neglecting such a one and seeking your alliance? And I have sworn so before these monkeys. Would men of my stamp go back upon their plighted word? The reasons adduced by me till now are consonant with dharma and sanctioned by the elders, and I have struck you down fairly. You should acknowledge that such a course does not militate against the Shastras. So view it from any point, it is but just I should slay you. Further, you are a foe of Sugriva that has won my friendship according to the rules of kingly polity. Then you are my enemy too. You have but to apply the same maxims to your conduct, and you will see clearly that your death was but a fit penance of your crime. Manu of yore has spoken two verses that lay down the law for us and have been approved of by experts in the mysteries of dharma, and I have but followed them faithfully. Sinners meet their punishment at the hands of kings only to be washed white of their sins and reach the bright worlds reserved for the righteous and the holy. Thieves and robbers are punished or acquitted by kings only to be purified of their guilt and enjoy the mansions of the blessed. The king that punishes not the sinner takes upon himself the guilt. In the far past, a mendicant was guilty of a terrible sin and was severely punished by the emperor Mandhata. Many a ruler has carelessly allowed sinners and criminals to go unpunished and, repenting of it later on, has purified themselves of their guilt by undergoing the penance laid down for such sins. So, you have no cause to grieve. It is but utter dharma that struck you down by my hand. We are not free to act as we like, but should follow closely the dictates of the Shastras. Again, I am sure you will put away your unreasonable anger against me when you think over carefully some other reasons I will adduce. You said that you would dispatch me to the realms of death if I faced you in fair fight. I am not in the least incensed at it. It does not become me to pay heed to the words of a monkey. Men catch animals by nets, ropes openly from a covert position and by many a ruse. They kill them for the sake of their flesh and care not whether they are running or dazed with fear or taking rest or confiding or fearless or on their guard or off it or unaware of the presence of the hunters, and no sin attaches to them thereby. These are the hunting grounds of many a kingly sage well conversant with the principles of dharma, and so I too have struck you down with my arrow while you were fighting with another. You are a monkey, and it is no crime to kill you whether you attack me or not. You need not doubt that such kingly morality is utterly useless in that it causes pain and misery to others. The surgeon inflicts dreadful agony upon the patient under his knife, but to confer upon him health and happiness later on. Even so do kings confer upon their subjects, without doubt, a rare dharma, a happy life and prosperity. Hence, it is extremely wrong to persecute them or regard them as workers of evil or revile them or gainsay them or speak to them harshly. Such kings bear in them the essence of the eight regions of the quarters and walk the earth in human garb. You are blissfully ignorant of dharma and out of blind fury revile me whose heart is ever wedded to it. I but tread in the footsteps of the great and the good that have gone before me. Vali heard him out and saw clearly into the nature and mysteries of dharma. Rama stood utterly blameless and innocent in his eyes, and he repented sore of his unjust and baseless charges against him. Then he clasped his hands in humble reverence and said, "Noble sir, you speak but dharma and beyond a shadow of a doubt. How could I, all ignorant, reply to the diverse reasons you put forth out of your boundless knowledge and wisdom? I accused you harshly and unjustly, but out of my shallowness, and I humbly pray you count it not against me. You are perfectly conversant with the aims of life and the mysteries of action. Your heart is ever centered in the welfare of your subjects. You see clearly and perfectly the sins, the crimes and the offenses, no less the punishments that are attached to them. I confess that I went back upon dharma and allied myself with vice and injustice. And I again pray you, the living embodiment of all dharma, to take pity on me and extend your forgiveness and protection unto me. I grieve not that I quit this life. I grieve not to think that great is the misery in store for my beloved Tara. I grieve not that my kith and kin would suffer when I am no more with them. For you have opened to me wide the gates to the worlds of light. Tara and my kin would be well cared for by Sugriva, but my heart bleeds to think of my son Angada, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh, as the books have it. His dutiful service to me, his manifold perfections and his matchless beauty. No, I could never be consoled. I have brought him up in luxury, comfort and ease, I fear overmuch. Alas, he would find my place empty and his countenance would dry up like a watercourse in the burning summer heats. He is but a child, all ignorant of the world. His mind and intellect have not yet been molded by the training of the great and the wise, and have had no time to study or settle. He is the only child of my loins, and my love towards him is boundless. He is the boy of Tara, the best beloved of my wives. He has her strong intellect and ready resourcefulness, and my strength and prowess, and I entreat you to extend your protection unto him. Let him be to you even as Sugriva. The whole world rests under the shadow of your mighty arm. You are perfectly conversant with the principles and practice of dharma and adharma, and I pray you accord to Angada a place in your heart as warm as that enjoyed by Bharata, Lakshmana and Sugriva. My brother might be induced to think that Tara set me on to persecute him and might wreak his vengeance upon her. He might put her to shame and drive Angada away from the kingdom. I pray you see that my guilt and his anger are not visited upon the innocent. Had I obeyed your orders and deserved your grace, I could have ruled over this empire long and happily, nay, this broad expanse of earth, nay, the bright worlds of the gods. But I counted them as nothing. My heart yearned to meet my death at your hands and win for myself a seat in the bright worlds on high. So I put aside Tara, who dissuaded me with many a pregnant reason, and strode forth to fight with Sugriva. He ceased, and Rama saw that his eye was at last open to the truth and wisdom. So he proceeded to console Vali with words pregnant with the heart doctrine of dharma. Set your heart at rest where Angada is concerned. Think not for a moment that my action was unjust, and grieve not for yourself, for you are purified of all sin and will take your place in the highest heavens. Full well do I know that there was no other penance but your death that would wipe away your sin. He who punishes the guilty is infinitely the better for it, as also he who was so punished. You have been chastised even as the Shastras laid down for such offenses. Your sins have fallen away from you, and you are about to stand in the robes of bright purity and holiness that your righteous acts have won for you. Put away from your heart fear, delusion, and grief. Do you hope to escape the results of your past acts that have begun to bear fruit? Doubt not but Angada will behave towards Sugriva and myself with as much affection and devotion as he showed to you. Thus spoke Rama, the lamp of truth and dharma, in sweet words and apt. Grief and care fell away from the heart of Vali, and joy took their place. Noble sir, I am but a monkey, utterly ignorant and a fool. It is entirely beyond me to recognize your greatness and glory. The excruciating pain of the wound distracted my senses and made me accuse you all unjustly and harshly. You are to me even as my father Mahendra, and I humbly entreat you to forgive me my unwitting offense. Best of men, boundless of might, I am utterly powerless to observe any penance that could free me from my sins. Lord, extend thy protection and mercy unto me.
Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dharmajaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.